Wicked bugs, the louse that conquered Napoleon's army, and other diabolical insects. By Amy Stewart. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Copyright 2011 by Amy Stewart. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Algonquin Books, a division of Workman Publishing, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Warning. We are seriously outnumbered. In 1909, the Chicago Daily Tribune ran an article titled, "If Bugs Were the Size of Men." It began with this ominous statement. "All the powers of destruction that were ever invented by man are puerile and absurd compared with those with which nature has invested insects." The reporter went on to ask what would happen if some mighty magician's wand should be waved over the world tomorrow and mankind be reduced to the size of insects, while these tiny creatures should reach the size of men. Chicagoans must have read with alarm of the calamities that would befall them if they were to trade places with bugs. The giant Hercules beetle was not just formidable, but immoral, with a taste for drinking and brawling. Bark beetles would mow down massive fortresses. Armies would be helpless against the artillery of the bombardier beetle. And spiders would destroy elephants. A man's only possible salvation would be that he was too insignificant to attack. Even lions would cower in fear against these new winged and multi-legged enemies. The reporter's intent was, undoubtedly, to make the point that insects are powerful in their own way, and to suggest that only their diminutive size keeps them from conquering the world. If only that were